Welcome back to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt. I say back because today is August 18th. We have been in California for about 3 weeks. Had a birthday this week, birthday yesterday. So busy week. We're excited to be back, though. Ready to roll.
Yeah, good to, a lot has happened.
California was fantastic. Kind of feels like a dream, almost. Mm-hmm. Just like, it's only a couple weeks ago, but it feels like forever ago.
It feels very recent to me.
It feels like a while ago to me. Our trip to Chile feels like years ago already.
Yeah, that does feel like a while.
It feels like a long time. We got a lot to catch up on. Here's what we're going to talk about today. So, Women's World Cup final, England playing Spain. We'll talk about that a little bit more, probably after the final, a little recap of that. We got to talk about Messi dominating the League Cup. And then we're going to go through my college football top 25 preseason because it's starting next Saturday. So we're about eight days away from games. And then the top 25 is also college football related.
Should be good.
Give you a sneak peek of that. So, yeah, anything else before we dive into the World Cup stuff?
Nothing comes to mind.
The only thing I'll say is you were high on Spain. And I was afraid to pick England because of injuries, but they made it.
Yeah, no, pretty. I mean, I did think the USA was going to win, but besides the US, the two teams that I was kind of looking out for were Spain and Colombia.
Goal of the tournament.
Yeah, I think Colombia did a lot better than anybody thought they were going to. So I was pretty happy about that. They're going to be a fun team to watch.
Now, a lot of people were critical of the U.S. women's team. You, I would say, were a staunch defender.
For before?
Yeah, before they lost.
Yes. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the women's national team loss, the U.S. women?
I mean, I still think that all of the things that I said before are true. I definitely think they were the most talented, especially in the attacking group. The defenders showed that they, you know, could do what they needed to do. They only had maybe one goal. They might have been, you know, goalless on goals against them the whole tournament. But they just couldn't score. And then we hear Blacko stepping down. That's got to be the right decision because if you can't get Sophia Smith and Alex Morgan and Trinity Rodman, all these people, you leave Ashley Hatch at home, then that's. I don't want to say that's all on the coach, but the majority of that's got to be
like, well, they might as well have left Trinity Rodman home. She barely played
right. The
whole tournament. Like, didn't they play like 13 people the whole time?
Yeah, he did not like using his subs, and that's been a frustrating thing as Real Salt Lake fans. We've dealt with that a lot.
Isn't the benefit of the U.S. women is we have more depth, like more quality depth than everybody?
Right.
Like Ashley Hatch, you mentioned, didn't even make the roster. Why are we not using the subs? And like Kelly O'Hara, I love her. She's, what, 35 at least?
Something.
Like, it's either a really old or really young team, and the really old people probably didn't need to play the entire, every single game. Megan Rapinoe's 37, I believe. Mm-hmm. She could have used her some rest here and there. Yeah. She was coming off an injury, so actually she was one of the people who got subbed on, actually.
Yeah, she did come on as a sub occasionally. And she's good. Like, I mean, your experience you talked about with watching Messi in Barcelona and how it was magical. I saw Megan Rapinoe, and it was really like that. She's just so good.
I honestly can't fathom that. I'll have to see it. Like, yeah. I can't wrap my head around
that.
Well,
it's just different in person, you know? It's like, there's some sports where you really, I think really all sports, you can tell the difference being there in person, but she was just so good. And then, this was obviously 2018 or so, so like 5 years ago now. So she would have been, you know, maybe not in her prime, but very close to it.
32-ish.
Yeah, 32-ish. But certainly enough. I mean, even at 37, she's still capable of putting a ball in for Alex Morgan or Sophia Smith or anybody, you know? And so the fact that they didn't do that just shows that, you know, they didn't really have a game plan. I don't know if it was, you know, Carly Lloyd was very critical of just kind of the heart of the team and the effort. Not so much in the games, but just in preparation and those sorts of things, which I don't have the insider knowledge to talk about too much.
Some people, I appreciated her comments. Some people had some flack for her. Yeah. I appreciated her comments, though.
No, yeah, be critical. Absolutely. And she was right that you know, we don't need to be dancing after we tie Portugal.
Two, have to play Sweden and lose again.
Who is, you know, yeah, Sweden's been historically one of, if not the most difficult teams for the women's national team.
Like, Alabama doesn't celebrate making the SEC championship.
Right.
Ole Miss would.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't see why we're celebrating getting second in the group, even though in and of itself it is an achievement. You're the two-time defending champs. That should be a given. So I agreed with Carly Lloyd's comments. I get people who were against it, but I appreciated and agreed with Lloyd's comments.
Yeah, for sure. So I think it's good. I think that this is a good opportunity for them to kind of look themselves in the mirror and just realize, like, hey, we can't, you know, really rest on our laurels. Sure, we're going to be the best team. But, you know, we do need to come out and we need to beat Vietnam by 3 goals and stuff. And I was somebody who was, you know, maybe annoyed by those people. But now looking back, I think they were probably right. You know, that probably was a sign for concern.
Yeah. Now, I saw that Brandi Chastain might be trying. I don't know if she'll be there for the next cycle, but she might be trying to get some head coaching consideration in the future.
Interesting.
Which would be fun. Again, we'll watch the World Cup final Sunday and then give a little recap of that. I'll pick England just because I should have picked them before. Are you picking England or Spain?
I'm going to stick with Spain, who I like before. And I think, I don't know, England's probably, well, I don't know who's more talented. I think England has more names that people know. But yeah, they do still have the injuries. They're missing people. And just England, not only are they really good, but they got just all those players on Barcelona, kind of like the Spanish men's team when they won the World Cup a few years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Messi is good at soccer. My thing with Messi is Marvel has to be paying him for doing all these celebrations, right?
That would be really hilarious.
Well, like, they have to, right? Because he's done the Thor thing, he did Spider-Man, he did the Black Panther thing.
So there is a thing that I imagine have read, and just for any of our listeners who haven't, that he said it's because his kids came up with the idea because they've been watching superhero movies. Now, I don't think Marvel would want him to say necessarily, hey, we're paying you to pretend to be Black Panther or whatever.
Yeah.
So, which, by the way, looking at those things, the Black Panther one is just the best.
Oh, yeah. The Thor one is dumb.
Yeah, the Thor one was dumb. The Spider-Man thing was fine. It's just not very, you know, visible, I guess, you know.
Messi's also become an expert on the U.S. men's national team.
Yeah.
You know, big supporter Greg Berhalter, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, you know, should be.
Yeah. Man, yeah. I'm excited for that. Other than Messi's very good, no surprises there. Neymar going to Saudi Arabia. That was a surprise.
That was a surprise. Really quick on Messi before we talk about Neymar. Did you see that Libertadores invited Inter Miami? Like, not even just the best team in MLS. It's like, Miami can come.
I mean, logistically, Miami would make the most sense travel-wise. It still is dumb.
It's just such a funny thing. It's like, we're not even going to pretend that we're interested in the United States or whatever. It's like, no. We just want Messi to come play in Argentina.
Yeah, Miami wouldn't win, but think of Messi playing in, like, Boca Juniors or, like, at River Plate or anywhere in South America, for that matter.
Yeah, that would be, I wonder who people would cheer for just because, remember when, one of the reasons that Maradona got ousted at Napoli is in the World Cup, they were playing against Italy, and Maradona said, people should cheer for Argentina because I've brought them more joy than the Italian national team. Which may have been true, but Italian people did not like that.
No.
And so I just think, you know, Messi going to Argentina, I feel like a lot of people would just cheer for Miami.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure people in Napoli agreed, especially. I don't know how people in, like, Rome or Florence or anything felt about those comments,
yeah.
But that would be interesting. I mean, there's no way it happens, right? I also thought there was no way Washington would be playing Maryland on a consistent basis.
I think they figure out a way to get them into Libertadores for sure.
It's just, I understand that everything is about money, but it's just so dumb. The people in charge of everything are so stupid.
It really is great. College sports is going to be so... I mean, they're going to do it. There's going to be two conferences, and they're going to realize we've made a horrible mistake. We have to do something.
Like college football fans because it's not the NFL. So just making, like, a worse NFL, because that's what it is. It's never going to be as good as the NFL from if you're trying to just copy that.
Right.
You might as well be unique and be your own thing.
Yeah.
You know? Now, obviously, no one cares about that but me. And I'm going to watch UCF play Arizona State. I'm going to watch these games. Everyone's going to watch these games, so they are going to win. Like, I'm mad. I'm not mad enough to stop watching college football, though. And soccer fans aren't going to be mad enough to not watch Messi play, like, Corinthians or whatever, however you pronounce that Brazilian team.
Sure, yeah. I wish that they could just do a thing. I know they want to get him down there as much as possible. But it'd just be nice if they had, like, the League's Cup winner play or the Open Cup winner play against the winner of Libertadores or whatever it is.
I think the League Cup thing is stupid.
Yeah, I don't totally understand what it is, really. Is it just supposed to be like the NBA's in-season tournament? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, except they like pause the regular season to do it.
Right, yeah.
It's dumb.
It does seem weird. So it's going to be funny when this ends and people are like, oh yeah, Miami's in last place and are essentially mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, technically Messi hasn't played an MLS game
right
yet.
Yeah.
So... like, I saw someone say he should get the MVP, and, like, he hasn't played an MLS game.
Right.
Yet.
Yeah, no, he's not. Well, I don't know. I was going to say he's not going to the MVP, but I think the MLS would just like to give it to him.
It seems like they're breaking. How is Miami allowed to do this? Like, why do soccer federations only care about rules for some teams? Like, there's no way all these transfers that they're doing work, like, on paper.
No, yeah, there's no way.
I don't get it. Honestly, some of Chelsea's moves, because I saw they spent, like, £900 million or something like that. Like,
I mean, we did sell the whole team, so I think that's a big part of how we paid for it.
You couldn't even get a jersey sponsor.
Yeah, I know that's it's embarrassing.
That would have helped. Even if it's somebody, that would have helped with some of those transactions.
Well, they had a jersey that I really wanted, this yellow jersey they had a few years ago. I just hated the three sponsor on it, which I still don't really know what they do. I never looked it up.
Sometimes I won't look up stuff just because I know they want me to.
Yeah, but I'm looking at this Chelsea jersey without a sponsor. It's just I don't like this. I don't think it looks good without a sponsor.
For Chelsea, Yokohama Tires was prime. That was Yokohama fantastic.
Tires, yeah, I started cheering for them with Samsung, which is very nostalgic. The Yokohama Tires fit very, very well as well.
I think Xbox for Seattle was a fantastic one.
Yeah, that's top five sponsor team matchup ever.
Yeah.
I think AIG looked really good with Man U before they, you know, broke the American economic system.
Looked good, though.
It did look good.
Looked clean.
It looked really good.
Chevrolet looked stupid.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was a really awful one.
Yeah.
How many people in England are buying Chevys? Who's buying a Silverado?
I don't know.
If you live in, like, Birmingham?
Yeah. The other thing, just while we're on the Man U Chelsea jerseys, I still feel like Adidas should be a Chelsea team and Man U should be a Nike team, you know?
Instead of the other way around.
Instead of the other way. Well, because that's what they were when we started cheering for them, and now Chelsea is Nike and Man U's Adidas. It's just like Man U just feels like the big bad guys, and it feels like that's who Nike would
be. Nike would be, makes. I mean, but.
I know that hasn't really been their role since Alex Ferguson retired. But.
Maybe in Europe it's a little bit different. Because I don't know about Chelsea, the football team, but Chelsea, the part of London, is like the posh part. So
right.
Maybe that's where Nike comes in. Should we talk about college football?
Yeah, let's talk about college football.
So, okay, I was going to do this next week, but we're doing it this week. This is my top 25 just because games are going to be starting in a week or so. So, it's my preseason top 25. Again, the top five is college football related. I'm just kind of going through my Twitter. I even got some matchups I'm looking forward to as well. So, let's talk a little bit of college football, and then next week we'll do kind of a conference-by-conference thing. Shall we?
Yeah.
Should I go like five at a time, or what do you think is the best way to do this?
Yeah, we can go five at a time.
Okay, so 1 Michigan, 2 Georgia, 3 Ohio State, 4 LSU, 5 Penn State. It's top five.
Interesting. Now, I know that Georgia lost a lot of players, but don't we just feel like they've just got just as good recruits going to come through filling those roles?
Yeah, but Michigan didn't lose players.
I guess. If anything, Georgia's going to improve a quarterback, though, just mathematically.
Yeah. No, I think Carson Beck's going to win the job, but I really like him. Like, Georgia's too. It's not like I had him 12th.
Right, I know.
Or anything.
Yeah.
And Georgia does, because they were scheduled to play Oklahoma, but because Oklahoma's joining the SEC, Georgia scheduled, like, who even knows who. But, like, their only team They play Ole Miss, I think, in Tennessee in like November 11th. Uh-huh. Like, they don't play anybody. So they're going to go undefeated, go to the SEC championship. So that's not a question. They'll probably end up being ranked number one. I just really like Michigan.
Yeah.
Their offensive line, I think, is the best in the country, best running game in the country. J.J. McCarthy is going to be a better and more experienced quarterback than whoever's Georgia is playing. I think if they play each other, it'll come down. And I did a TikTok about this a couple days ago. It'd come down when Georgia's lost or been in close games. It's been because there's been a dynamic receiver and a dynamic passing attack. Michigan doesn't have a dynamic receiver as of now. But I think J.J. McCarthy is good enough where they can create dynamic plays in the passing game, because you're not going to out physical. They might be as physical, but you're not going to be more physical than Georgia. I think Michigan's good enough, though, to make enough plays, score enough points, and be physical enough with them where they're not going to get bullied.
Yeah.
Are my thoughts.
Okay. I know that you were high on Michigan last year.
I was. I'm even higher on them this year. I will say the two college football playoff, when they played Georgia 2 years ago, they did get bullied. They didn't get bullied by TCU, but they did lose. Like, TCU like was, in my opinion, the best team that day. Michigan's made a lot of mistakes that game. I think they're going to win a national championship. Like, very confidently believe that. Georgia's very good, though. I think I actually tweeted someone. I'll just go through now. The playoff, I have it as, maybe I didn't. Wait. Michigan, Georgia, Ohio State, and then I have the ACC champ, probably Clemson, just because Florida State has to go to Death Valley. So that's what I think is going to be in the playoff.
Clemson's going to come back.
Yeah, I mean, Kate Klubnik's good. Let's go through 6 or 10 at this point, because all those teams are in there. So 6, Bama, 7, Florida State, 8, Clemson, 9, Utah, 10, Oregon. I think Florida State, on paper, I like more than Clemson, but Florida State has to go, well, A, play LSU to start the season, B, go to Clemson, I think, week 4 of the season. So those are probably going to be 2-2. Maybe 3-1. Maybe they beat LSU. I think they definitely can. But I think Clemson wins that home game. There could be a rematch of the ACC championship.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, no, that's
I just didn't want to pick 2 SEC and 2 Big Ten teams. Like, I don't think that's realistic.
No, I know what you mean. I think, yeah, I like Florida State being good, you know?
Yeah. So, Jordan Travis is a very good quarterback.
Yeah.
Their quarterback. So I'm excited for him. A few years ago when they had the UCF transfer, who I'm blanking on his name, Mackenzie Milton, I think, Jordan Travis was on the roster. Like, Travis would come in, and I was like, he's way better. Why is Milton even playing any of these games or, like, on the roster? I know he should be on the roster, but Jordan Travis is way better. That was, like, a few years ago. Now he's experienced, been around it. They got a lot of talent. I like Florida State a lot this year. Just a tough schedule. 11, Notre Dame, 12, USC, 13, Washington, 14, Ole Miss, 15, Texas Tech.
Cool. Now, Ole Miss, I know that's a team you like about Ole Miss just in general. What's going on this year for them?
So, they have Jackson Dart coming back. They also had Spencer Sanders transfer from Oklahoma State, who I think is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. It sounds like he's not even going to win the job. I think they got Quishon Judkins, one of the best running backs. I think they're going to score enough points where they'll win probably 8-9 games, 9-10 games, be a really good team. Probably lose to Alabama, probably lose to LSU. I think they can be the third best team in the West. I like them more than Texas A&M, even though no one else does.
Yeah.
So I think Lane Kiffin's going to score a lot of points. They're going to be entertaining. And they have really good quarterback play.
Sometimes it's nice to just have teams that's like, they're not going to win, but just be a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
You know?
No, Ole Miss is going to be a very fun team to watch. And I think they're going to score enough points. They're talented enough. Lane Kiffin is creative enough where they might steal a game they shouldn't win. They're not going to be Georgia. I might remember wrong. I'm 90% sure they play Georgia. But just with the experienced quarterback playing good coaching and talent on offense, I think that's enough to have a really good season.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. So 16, Kansas State, 17, Oregon State, 18, Oklahoma, 19, Tennessee, 20, North Carolina. We're getting into the range of guessing here.
Yes.
Yeah. Oklahoma, talk about that. Brett Venables going to be in his second year. Dylan Gabriel, when he was healthy, I thought was really good. They're still a very talented team. I think they're going to rebound. They're probably pissed off because Oklahoma has been like the most consistent program in the last 20 years, maybe like all of college football. Mm-hmm. Last year was their worst season, like 40 something years.
Yeah.
And they went 6-7, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to happen again. I think they can get 8-9 wins, maybe. Big 12 is going to be like a guessing game as far as who gets in to the Big 12 championship game.
Yeah.
But there's no reason Oklahoma can't do that.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Like, you know, recruits knowing that they're going to go play for the Big 12 and stuff. So good time for them.
Yeah.
So
21 Kentucky, 22 Illinois, 23 Duke, 24 Arkansas, 25 Iowa. So Kentucky, Devin Leary transferred from North Carolina State. I think he's a really good quarterback. Illinois is kind of a really good defense, really good defensive line. They have an Ole Miss quarterback transfer, Luke Altmyer. Because Ole Miss's quarterback room is so stacked, he transferred to Illinois. So he's going to be, I think, more talented. DeVito last year was more experienced, but Altmyer's a more talented quarterback, I think, plus a good defense. I think Illinois will be pretty good. Duke has Riley Leonard at quarterback, who you saw me watching, you know, some Duke games this week. I just can't fall in love with him. He's good. He's above average quarterback. I think he's accurate, can make some plays with his legs. I'm not, like, in love with him like some people are, but he is a plus college quarterback. Mike Elko did a good job of getting to 9 wins with him last season. My cat's eating some string, so I'm going to step away from the mic for a little bit and pull that away.
Do you want to... Posey, don't eat that.
Yeah. So, and now Posey's just running away. But yeah, I'll pull up this top 25 list. It is interesting seeing this and just like how Kentucky has made themselves into a good college football team.
Can you swallow it?
You know? And so... I think she'll probably be fine. Sorry.
Probably be cleaning up puke later. Yeah, Bob Stoops, fantastic job.
Yeah.
In some ways, you could argue he has best college job in football. SEC money without the SEC pressure.
That's true.
You know, if they win, you know, have a couple seasons where they beat Florida, win 8 games a year, win 9 games a year, have a down year where they win 6, win 8 the next year, not too shabby.
Yeah.
Lexington was a fine little place. Didn't have Texas in there. We'll talk about that before we do anything else.
Let's do it.
So everyone's really high on Texas, very talented roster. They just always have that. They always have that stuff. Now, I will say if Texas is good, it's going to be because of Quinn Ewers, their quarterback. My thing with Quinn Ewers is when he was in high school going to the Elite 11 camp, he didn't win the MVP, and this is all third-person stuff. But he was immature, kind of disinterested, just super cocky because he is naturally just unbelievably talented. It sounds like that's changed. It sounds like he's matured, grown up a little bit, kind of, you know, ready to be like a professional, you know, quarterback, not just a kid anymore. I just want to see that before I buy into it.
Yeah.
If that's true, Texas can be very good, but I just want to see it.
Right. Now, how come, and I'm just going to ask this because I think that a lot of people are interested in this, but we hear just Arch Manning was the number one quarterback and he's the best quarterback in however much time. I know that a lot of that got exaggerated just because of who he is, but like, how come he's not playing quarterback?
Well, probably just because he's a true freshman and Quinn Ewers is in his third year and second year starting at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, including this year. I wouldn't be surprised if we do see him a little bit there, but it sounds like he's just a true freshman. Like, reports I've heard, and honestly, I don't really trust reports out of spring training or anything.
Right.
Not spring training, spring football. Just because I don't think a lot of beat reporters know what they're talking about.
Sure.
Or like NFL training camp when it's like Tank Dell had 3 touchdowns today. It's like, what if they were just targeting him? Like, training camp doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
They're like using that to be creative to figure stuff out. Like, you can't keep track of like interception stats. Like,
yeah.
Kenny Pickett has 0 interceptions. Well, does that mean he's not pushing the ball down the field? He should have some interceptions in training camp. That's when you want to go for it.
Yeah.
I digress. I would think just the experience. I wouldn't be surprised if Manning sees the field, though. But I think Ewers is going to the NFL next, like hypothetically going to the NFL next year. Want to give him a shot,
mm-hmm.
And talent wise, plus the experience, he probably is there. I'd like to see Arch play a little bit though here and there because you get 4 games. Plus, you don't even need to redshirt him because he's going to be gone in 3 years. Like, there's no way Arch Manning's going to be like a 5th-year senior.
Right.
So, I bet he plays here and there.
Cool.
Yep. Let me see. Anything else? I really like South Carolina, who didn't make the list. 5-star track guy. Nick Harbor, something like that.
Don't know.
So he was a kid who was going to go to either Oregon or South Carolina, run track and football.
Uh-huh.
He's apparently like 230 pounds or something like that now, playing receiver, but he still has that track speed.
Yeah.
Iowa's going to be better with Cade McNamara. My concern with Notre Dame is their offensive coordinator is they just promoted their tight ends coach, who wasn't that great last time he was calling plays. So a little nervous about that, but Sam Hartman is talented enough, plus the offensive line. I think they can overcome that. Will Howard, Kansas State quarterback, played really well in his action. I wouldn't be surprised. My highest-ranked Big 12 teams were Kansas State and Texas Tech. Like what both those teams are doing, like both their quarterbacks, Tyler Shuck at Texas Tech. Joey McGuire is doing a good job as head coach. Yeah, that's my top 25 plus Texas and South Carolina.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to see how that plays out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, let's do the games I'm looking forward to, and then we'll do the top five, unless there's any other football stuff or anything else you want to talk about this week. So here are the games I'm looking forward to the most. Oregon, Washington, just because that's Bo Nix, Michael Penix, two of the best quarterbacks in the country, one of the nastiest rivalries in the country. Michigan, Penn State. Penn State got blown out last year. Drew Aller's going to be playing quarterback. Penn State is an unbelievably athletic, freaky team. I just think that'll be a good game. Florida State, Clemson, we talked about. I think the winner almost for sure is going to go to the ACC championship of that game. USC Notre Dame, Caleb Williams, Sam Hartman. Again, one of the best rivalries in college football. That's in South Bend this year. Oregon, Texas Tech. Tyler Shuck transferred from Oregon to Texas Tech. Plus, again, I think it's fun out-of-conference game. I think both teams are going to be really good. I think Texas Tech could shock people. I bet Oregon will be the favorite. I wouldn't be surprised if Texas Tech wins that game, though, in Lubbock. Kentucky, Florida, just because Kentucky's beaten Florida, I think, three out of four. So it'll probably piss Florida off. Wake, Notre Dame, Sam Hartman playing against his old team, Wake Forest. Utah, USC rematch of the Pac-12 championship game. That's in Los Angeles this year. Tennessee, Bama, just because you always want to see that.
Of course.
Always want to see that. Nebraska, Colorado. That was one of my favorite rivalry games before they switched conferences. Matt Rhule, Deion Sanders, obviously. Shedeur Sanders, I really like at quarterback for Colorado. Liked him coming out of high school. So I think that'll be a fun game, a lot of hype. Plus, it's just like a classic rivalry, Nebraska-Colorado.
You would have found that Rhule could have got a better job than Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, probably will in a few years.
Yeah. I'm just surprised.
I'd be interested, yeah. I would wonder if he stays there or if he does go take a better job somewhere else. He's making a lot of money. He's making that Big Ten money, so.
Yeah.
Like, I'm blanking on the guys at Michigan State who was at Colorado. And left to take over. Like he's making like $11 million a year at Michigan State.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
Ole Miss Auburn, Hugh Freeze Bowl. Should be fun. Also, too, just the weirdest teams in college football year in and year out. Jimbo Fisher versus Bobby Petrino. Texas A&M, I think, is gonna be a train wreck this year. And I'm here for the ride. I'm excited to see it. I don't think it's gonna go very well. I think they're both really, without knowing them personally, they come off, I think, as kind of arrogant and, I know better than you, so I'm excited to see them clash.
Yeah.
Iowa versus the scoreboard is the last one, just because that's always fun. Last year, they were the number one defensive efficiency team and the last offensive efficiency team in the entire country. Like, you have to, like, just not recruit offensive players to do that.
Yeah,
like,
that seems really, really hard.
Yeah.
Just the amount of time that your offense would have the ball.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, how good – because think how bad of positions your defense is being put in. And yeah. They still – if your offense can't – if they keep punting and turning the ball over, your defense still scored that – rated that well. Unbelievable. Fantastic. So, I'm excited to see Iowa. I think they'll be better, though, with Cade McNamara, Michigan transfer, who has a difficult name to pronounce but is very good at football. Should we do the top five?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is top five college quarterbacks in the country. Number one, Caleb Williams, defending Heisman Trophy winner.
Makes sense.
Two, and really 1B is Drake May, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Three, I have J.J. McCarthy. Four, Michael Penix Jr. from Washington. Number five, Sam Hartman, Notre Dame. I think those are the top five. I think there's a bunch, like Jordan Travis, Florida State, Cade Klubnik at Clemson. I think if Ty Simpson wins the Alabama job, he's going to be really good. Bo Nix at Auburn is really good. A lot of talented quarterbacks in the country this year, so it's going to be exciting to watch.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun season.
Nice. Is there one of these quarterbacks in this top five or even below the top five that you think will do well that might surprise people or you think other people probably don't have as high?
Well, I don't think JJ McCarthy's going to win the Heisman just because I don't think Michigan's going to pass it enough to do that. Mm-hmm. I think Michael Penix would be, and I've seen people talk about it as like a Heisman dark horse, so I don't think it's a huge sleeper there, but he's really good. I was watching the Oregon-Washington game earlier this week. He just, very good, really pocket presence, pre-snap, knows what he's doing. I think he's accurate, threat with his legs, but, really wants to stay in the pocket and throw from there. He returns his best receiver. I think Washington's going to be really good, and I think because of that, Penix will get a lot of Heisman consideration. I think people remember him from – do you remember that play he made against Penn State when he played for Indiana? That diving touchdown in overtime?
I don't remember that.
Oh. Well, I do. It was fantastic. So I think that's kind of what people associate with. Then they went out of the East Coast or Eastern time zone. I actually don't know if Bloomington's in Central or Eastern because Indiana's like in the middle. But he went out of the Big Ten to the Pac-12. I feel like a lot of people forgot about him, but he's very talented. So I'm hoping he gets enough credit, and he'd be someone I think – I feel like you have to assume Caleb Williams wins the Heisman, yeah. But he might be the person I would bet on if I wasn't betting on, which I'm not betting on Caleb Williams just because that bad value. But I like Penix a lot. I think he's going to be really good.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that show next week, we'll have World Cup recap, I guess, not preview.
Yeah.
And college football preview by conference. I'm in the office next week. You're in school now, so we'll have to find a time to do it. But that'll be next week's episode. It's nice to be back. Appreciate everybody listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.